You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Auckland's transport woes are a notorious thing, from blocked motorways to never on-time public transport. But with the release of an updated transit plan, these frustrations may have an end in sight. Proposed by Greater Auckland, formerly Transport Blog, the Congestion-Free Network 2 aims to reshape the entirety of Auckland's public transport network into a functional, cohesive unit. I spoke with Greater Auckland editor Matt Lowry as to how exactly the CFN2 plans to implement this, first asking what exactly it was.
In a sense, it's largely what is already planned. What we do is we look at what the council and the government have planned, and we say, well, can we do it better? Can we improve on that and both present it better and make it and show that it's feasible? One of the problems with discussing transport we find is that there's both a lot of technical detail and also there's a lot of misunderstanding, particularly in the public, around what's actually possible, what's actually planned. And so we want to sort of highlight that. And so what we do and what we've done with the congestion-free network is say, well, actually, what would happen if we changed our priorities in spending and fast-tracked these projects to really make a difference to Auckland? So we've been for decades building more and more roads and wider roads, and congestion is worse than ever now. And that's same thing that's been seen over and over, all over the world. You don't solve congestion by building more roads. That just encourages more people to drive. So what we wanted to say is, can we change the priorities? Can we take a fresh look at it and show that a vision for Auckland that is actually possible to achieve and within a reasonable time frame? And so that's where the CFN really comes about.
So this is the second iteration of the CFN. Sorry. What exactly is this proposing? What recommendations are you giving?
Yes, so what we did is we launched the first version of the congestion-free network 4 years ago, and we had a huge response to it and huge success with it too. So we didn't get everything we wanted, obviously, but a lot of what was in that plan is now embedded into plans by the government and council. And so what we want to do is shed some light back on that and also bring it forward, because we don't think that we're building some of this stuff fast enough. So that some of the plans would indicate that we wouldn't have improved transport to the North Shore, whether it be some form of rail, for example, until three decades away. Light rail to the airport, their government the other week said it would be 30 years away. We don't think that's good enough. We think we need to focus on actually giving people a true alternative of network for Auckland, so not having to wait 30 years while we build a whole lot more other stuff and not build things that will give people more options. So what we've done is we've taken the current plans and rejigged them and presented them in a nicer way as well, because one of the issues with council and government plans is they always tend to focus on projects and be quite utilitarian and just a line on a map. They don't really show how the network will work, and particularly with public transport, you need to show how that route is actually going to work and give people a sense of how it might be useful for them.
I understand that the CFN2 has got 7 key routes. Would you be able to run us through what these are and how they'll benefit?
There's two, first of all, that are largely in place now, and that the City Rail Link, which is under construction, will not complete, but there's still more work to be done, but by and large they'll be in place there. So that's the Western Line and the Southern Line and the Eastern Line. So we through route those through the City Rail Link, and you have a Western Line that goes through the City Rail Link, through the city, and out to Onehunga. We have Southern Line, which comes in to the city, as it does now, goes through the City Rail Link, and it goes out again via the Eastern Line. Now, we don't envisage that there needs to be any more reduced City Rail Link. We think that's going to be busy enough through that tunnel as it is without affecting all the other services. So we need additional capacity elsewhere in the city. And so because we've already effectively maximising out our current rail network, we don't see any issue with implementing some new systems for Auckland as well to add to that and improve the overall network. Council have agreed that they're going to put light rail up to the airport. Now, as I mentioned before, the timing is wrong, we believe, but eventually that there'll be light rail there. And we think the logical conclusion to that is to then get it through the city and across the North Shore to Albany, and eventually also to Orewa as well, right into the town centre there. So you can catch a rail to the beach up in Orewa, which would be fantastic, I think. There's also a spur off to Takapuna. And that would then join through the city and then head out to the northwest, all the way out to eventually Waimakua as well. So that picks up all the new growth along State Highway, you know, State Highway 16 through Tierra and Matthew, all that area, and all the new growth that's going to occur through the northwest past Westgate out to Fumu and Huapai. So those would be the two line light rail network complementing our two line heavy rail network. And then we've got a series of busways on top of all that, which provide additional services to the airport from Howarth all the way down through the southeastern suburbs to the airport, from the same on the other side, which is from Henderson through to Constellation in Albany, and some additional ones from Constellation Drive through the western part of North Shore, so Lenefield, Onewa Road, those sort of areas, and that goes through the city and eventually out to Botany. So through the busway that's been built, about to be built out of Pamua, the Pekaranga, and through that way.
Speaking of costs, you guys have estimated that it would cost around $13 to $14 billion to implement this plan, about one-sixth of what Auckland Transport was proposing. How is it so cheap compared to what Auckland Transport were going to be doing?
So what we've said is it will cost around $14 billion to build. And that's based on costing from the government and their various planning documents and the council. And so what we've taken that and we've just focused purely on the transport, on the public transport aspects of delivering these additional busways and rail lines. There's on top of that, the government and the council plans also include a whole lot of roading projects. We think some of them are unnecessary and additional costs. So, for example, the east-west link, which is currently going through a consenting process now, has blown out and is now expected to cost almost $2 billion. And now, that we don't believe that achieves all that much for what it's doing, and that we could use that funding to achieve better outcomes if we then use that to build, for example, rail to the airport. So in some cases, you know, we're not necessarily saying that we wouldn't build some of these other projects, but we wouldn't perhaps defer them and prioritise getting the public transport routes in place so that there's at least a viable alternative for people to get around the city. Because at the moment, most people have only one option, that is to sit in a car and therefore sit in traffic for all their commutes. And so by giving people viable alternatives, then it can really change how people get around the city.
Speaking of implementation, how do you guys foresee this plan coming into action? Will it require a lot of support from the government and local councils?
So we would love that the government and council to adopt it. And you know, one of the challenges with transport in New Zealand is that the council is in charge of some areas. So for example, the local roads, council and local transport, you know, the local roads and providing public transport is the council's domain. State highway network, which is the motorways, is the government's domain. And there's differences in funding and how they're funded. So motorways get funded 100%, for example, whereas a project like the City Rail Link, which is every bit as important as some of these motorways that are being built, is having to be funded 50-50 with Auckland. Now, we think that we should treat what's called the strategic public transport networks, so these busways, these rail networks, that's how the government see them there, they're strategic routes. Now, we think they should be treated the same as those strategic road routes, which is the motorways and funded by the government to get Auckland moving. So we would like to see some changes in how transport is funded and delivered in New Zealand, so that these big important urban projects are also considered in the same scale as a motorway is. And that would involve changes, obviously, and to deliver, but we think that is, you know, a discussion we need to have.
So what's the next step for the congestion-free network? Is it going to be proposed to the government itself?
We've now released it. We're going to formally try and discuss that with the government and also the council. So we'll be talking to them formally in time. We've had some informal discussions with various parts of the council around it already. So we've shown the plan already, and hopefully we will get some buy-in with that. And also, it's important to recognise that this year is an election year, and so you know we need to make sure that Auckland is, you know, through the upcoming election is, you know, not being forgotten essentially, and that some of these issues are being addressed. You know, we don't want we want to come out of the election with some strong indications from the various parties. You know, we're totally agnostic as to who does it, but we've come out with strong indications from the various parties as to how they're going to help solve Auckland's transport problems, and you know, that will then flow through to hopefully some of this will be implemented.
So around, you know, up to 8,000 or 10,000.
Shit.
The Wire. That was Greater Auckland editor Matt Lowry speaking about the congestion-free network too.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.